Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Kind of getting wrapped up in the Flowers of Edinburgh there. I wasn't really paying attention. The Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. Second Saturday dance going on there at the Rockford Grange there. The Rockford Grange out on Barrett Road. Second Saturday dance. Second Saturday dance in Yakima at the Broadway Grange on Washington Avenue. I think this is the last one for the summer. So be sure and pay attention to if that is. Same with the thing going on in the Rockford Grange. Those might be the last ones for the summer. Second Saturday sing-along is still, I think, going on at the Round Table Pizza Parlor in Richland. They haven't told me any different. The Sacagawea Bluegrass Festival is going on at the same time in the Sacagawea State Park there in the Tri-Cities. And it's a cool one this year with the Slocum Creek Ramblers and Special Consensus. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. And it goes on through tomorrow. So check it out. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon today. You can go and start paying. They have camp rates. They have all kinds of rates for this festival. They have a gospel piece. They have all kinds of things going on and workshops and everything. You need to go check out this dude because it's a good festival. Special Consensus. That's Dustin and Greg Cahill and the boys. Maybe they'll do some of that John Denver stuff. The killer version of some of those Denver tunes on that tribute they did on Compass Records with Allison Brown and Peter Rowan and all kinds of folks on there. All righty, Special Consensus, the Sacagawea Bluegrass Festival, which makes me think that the Chelan Bluegrass Festival is coming up pretty quick. I haven't heard anything, and they probably have some cool stuff happening too. Probably another Prairie Flyer reunion and all kinds of things like that. In fact, that should be coming up next week. I need to check on that. It's always around the third or fourth week in June. Okay, good stuff. All righty. Third Saturday dance in Moscow. On June the 17th, the third Saturday dance. Those are out at the Blaine Schoolhouse. You have to go out on Ide Road and turn at the Three Trees or something. Go to the Palouse Folklore Society map and figure it out. But the Blaine Schoolhouse is an old one-room schoolhouse. It's a wonderful setting out there in the Cottonwoods. And there'll be a great band playing there June the 17th. Don't you be forgetting now, we're getting on close to July. And in July, the weekend of the 7th, 8th, and 9th is the Yakima Folk Festival with all kinds of folks. I'll be playing there this year on Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. I'm at some winery in Saturday evening. And on Saturday afternoon, I will be playing at the Franklin County stage. That's the stage in the museum, I think, right around 1:15, something like that. So I have to check my times, but the Yakima Festival's cooking, and they have the two stages, and they're doing it right. My goodness me. They're in Yakima. I will be at Bootser's in Moscow on June the 24th. But here's the biggest thing. June the 22nd, the 35th anniversary Inland Folk Concert with Heidi Muller, Belinda Bowler, William Pinfelisa, Dale, Brian Bowers, and myself all on the same stage. Seating is limited, folks. You need to go to, you can call 1-800-842-8991. Talk to them about making a reservation. It's done as a pledge. And you get a T-shirt and you get the concert as a premium. Alrighty. And then you can also go to nwpr.org and make your reservations that way. Alrighty. But get on it because seating is very, very limited. It's at the Richland Players Playhouse Theater. And they're in Richland, which is a good place to do it. And yeah, all those folks going to be there. Oh my goodness me. Alrighty. June the 22nd. I am so looking forward to that. I am. Then I'll be at Bootser's on the 24th of June, okay? And that'll be happening, doing my own live thing. And yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff happening in the summer. You need to be sure and check it all out. Applications for the Spokane Folk Festival are due on July the 1st. Go to the Spokane Folklore Society website. You can look it up. I think it's just spokanefolk.org or something like that. Anyway, apply. It's going to be worth it. Alrighty. And of course, the big Tumbleweed Festival, the Tumbleweed Festival on Labor Day weekend in Richland, Washington at the Howard Amon Park. Alrighty. Where am I going here with this whole thing? Tim O'Brien from the Chicken and the Egg album. Alrighty. Second one we can play from that one. Okay, here we go.
Outside of town where the bodies are buried, the bodies are buried outside of town. They decorate the graves with the flowers they carry all scattered around. Stones, he cuts the vines that grow in between. Old Joe works at the cemetery, just keeping it clean. Old Joe carries a spade and a shovel to the top of the hill. He gets a rhythm and he starts digging, and he starts singing with the whippoorwill. Sing a whoa. Sooner or later, everyone died. Old Joe knows they all had secrets that cut to the grave. And old Joe knows the secrets don't die on the burying day. Old Joe knows the hearse will be coming, the hearse come rolling when the church bell tolls. Tomorrow morning they'll be praying and preaching right over this hill. Sing a hoo.
Freezes with the cold, I'll accept some open water neath the bridge. And the ducks that gather there, black and red, they fill the air, winging in across the pines along the ridge. And And in the early morning sun, the silver mare breaks on the run across the fields and out along the little stream. Moving like a winter wind beyond the fence and back again. She loves the time, she's smooth as anything I've seen. There's a field of winter rye that smells so sweet when it is high and whispers to you so you almost cannot hear. Shining like a satin sea beneath the moon when it is spring, it falls beneath the cutter's blade. That stands out back, waiting for the falling axe to split its rings and show the secrets deep inside. Years of drought and little growth, and years of good, it's seen them both, but now it's there and waiting only for the fire. And there's a truck that's broken down that I used to take to town until the axle went and I left it there to die. I'll get it fixed, I used to say. That was back before the day when things got busy and I've never had the time. But where I live, there is a road that's seen me come and seen me go and taken me so far I thought I'd lost my way. Back to where my life is slow and back to everything I know. Back again to where that river slips away. A road that's seen me come and seen me go and taken me so far I thought I'd lost my way. But where I live there is my heart. It won't be long before I start back again to where that river slips away. And where I live there is my heart. It won't be long before I start back again to where that river slips away.
Shall die, my petite he used to sigh. My girl's waiting for me. We will find him down below, around the bend where the water is slow, floating with his bike in tow. My girl's waiting for me.
There's a hole in the clouds. There's a break in the weather.
coming out. It's like a ray of hope shining down. Oh, melting away these fears and doubts. Oh, now everybody sing. Oh, everybody shout. Hey, look up ahead. There's a hole in the cloud.
Tears like
his heart beats in rhythm as he races. They chase him, now they've got him right where they want him, and he's trapped in a box canyon, and he never saw it coming. Now he is wondering what if he is never free to run. Now he's living fenced in. His freedom's been taken from him. It's not the life he would have chosen. Every day he feels more broken. And as he looks off to the distance, there's a fire that still burns within. But he's trapped in a box canyon, and he never saw it coming. Now he is wondering what if he is never free to run. Like a pony when he's scared and when he's lonely, he can make an awful mistake with his life. Find a ring upon his finger, but unable to remember, was it love once upon a time? Front porch as the day turns into dusk. The night is looking lonesome the way it sometimes does. And in a moment of compassion, he walks down to the gate and he lifts the latch and waves his hat. Today's your lucky day. You were trapped in a box canyon and you never saw it come.
Silver clouds hang low in the valley, just a fog bank below the hills, where up is down and below us heaven, the sky above is locked in still. I remember, though it seems so far now, a heart as heavy as the winter sky. When such a day would break my spirit, would be as empty as the dead man's sigh. Now raindrops sparkle on the old glass of the window, framed by time, as the clouds slide higher over hills of wet grass, as the fog bank overcomes the pine. There was no day of more contentment, nor was my heart ever lifted any higher. I see you smile, and I hold you tighter in the warmth of loving before the fire. I see you smile, and I hold you tighter in the warmth of loving before the fire.
Tangled in his mane, in the distance came the beating of a helicopter blade. There was magic in the muscle and strength in every line. Face of Western history, going back to Spanish times. Conquistadors and cowboys and the legendary chiefs, Cheyenne, Sioux and the Kiowa, reflected in that beast. Helicopter cleared the ridgeline. We knew that horse was done. In the window sat a shooter with a tranquilizer gun. 100 yards in closing, but we missed one small detail. Sure, the helicopter had the speed, but the Mustang knew the trail. He was hell-bent down the hillside where the canyon walls were steep, racing for the shelter of a stand of aspen trees. And there was 30 feet between them when the shooter fired his dart. But the Mustang made the thicket and the needle missed its mark. And there was magic in the muscle and strength in every line. Face of Western history going back to Spanish times. Conquistadors and cowboys and the legendary chiefs, Cheyenne, Sioux and Kiowa, reflected in that beast. Me and Wakeful speculated on the drama that had played, while the silence rushed to fall back on the pinion and the sage. Perhaps as long as there are Mustangs out there running free, the wild left in the Wild West won't become a memory.
golden rain is falling down. The devil is beating his wife. The golden rain is falling down. The devil is beating his wife. And the devil is beating his wife. Dirty as a dog walks across the street, stumbling into his yard. But he don't want no company. There's whiskey in the jar. And the devil is beating his wife. Fresh as spring blows in on the breeze, nestling among the leaves. Crow and magpie trading shrieks for possession of the tree. And the devil is beating his wife. Little Billy Bob is walking home, flat tire on his bike. Been hanging out with sweet Sally Ann, the only girl that he likes. And the devil is beating his wife. Roly-poly mama standing in the door, calling out to her king. Supper's on the table and the tea's on ice. Time for y'all to come in. The devil is beating his wife. Faucets drip and the washer's shot. There's an old man lying in bed. The summer air is heavy and damp and hot. The sound is drumming in his head. The devil is beating his wife. A golden rain is falling down. The devil is beating his wife. A golden rain is falling down. The devil is beating his wife. And the devil is beating his wife. And the devil is beating his wife.
Oh, that's a Blue Ribbon Tea Company there. The devil is beating his wife. You know, I was talking to Gabby here, the producer doing all the internet stuff, and she knew that. You know, a lot of people don't know that stuff. These folks are from Kentucky, and so that's where they knew it from for the song. But it's about when you have sun and rain showers at the same time. The devil is beating his wife. The Blue Ribbon Tea Company. We also heard from Patty Loveless and Friends from the Horse Crossing song about the escape there, the Mustang. We're going to hear an instrumental from this album. It's a pretty good album. We also heard from the Blue Ribbon Tea Company, though. We heard River Roll and something else. Now I can't remember what it was, but we did. We heard it. Anyway, the Blue Ribbon Tea Company. Such nice fellas, Bill and nice fellas. Nice family, Bill and Kathy Kostelic there. And they're such good friends, and they show up to my gigs, and they're in Spokane, and when I'm in Spokane, and they just have a good time with their music. He just picks up a guitar. He could be walking around. There could be a guitar just hanging out at somebody's wedding, and he'd pick it up and play that. There'd be a guitar hanging around somebody's, you know, memorial. He'll pick up that guitar and play that, and he just picks them up and plays the blues and plays stuff. And she writes and sings, and they... They're amazing people. Nice house. They have a big Friday night jam every third Friday of the month. Good folks. Here's the Mustang Ramble.
Thank you. bo'sun, the gunner, and me, lads, was each of us mighty sweet on a Portsmouth lass named Polly, as was known as the pride of the fleet. But when we got our orders to sail for the Golden West, why, little Poll, she scarce could tell which one of us she loved best.
Which one of us she loved best?
Oh, sweet Poll, on Portsmouth Quay, she gave us kisses three. A kiss on the cheek for the bo'sun and gunner, but one on the lips for me.
As was only a plain A-B, me lads, only a plain A-B.
A kiss on the cheek for the bo'sun and gunner, but one on the lips for me. We'd yell a jack on board, lads, way out in Barbados. The bo'sun and gunner, sad to say, they both turned up their toes. So we found them a neat little berth, lads, at the foot of a tamarind tree. And we left them sleeping high and dry on the shores of the Western Sea.
On the shores of the Western Sea.
Then I thought of Portsmouth Quay and Poll, who loved all three. And I thought as she'd lost both the bo'sun and gunner, she'd better make sure of me.
As was only a plain A-B, me lads, only a plain A-B. I thought as she lost both the bo'sun and gunner, she'd better make sure of me.
We finished up the cruise, lads, and when ashore I got, well, Poll and me, with many's the kiss, agreed to splice the knot. I took her for better or worse, lads, but a nod's as good as a wink. And if there's things a tar can't say, there's lots as he can think.
There's lots as he can think.
And I think of Portsmouth Quay and those happy days and free, when little Poll first shook her curls at the bo'sun, the gunner and me. And I think of the tamarind tree on the shores of the Western Sea.
And oh, don't I wish, as the bo'sun or gunner had got her instead of me.
If I had a boat,
not a boat in Peter's River or in all St. Mary's Bay. The fishermen in rubber boots are staying home today, hanging out the laundry, hang out at the store. The little boats of Newfoundland are idle on the shore. The men of Peter's River are just barely getting by, and the boats of Peter's River have their bottoms to the sky. River are taking up the slack. The fisheries has ended, and it's never coming back. Sell a little knitting, set some broody hens. No sooner does a long day end, another one begins. The wives of Peter's River are too strong to sit and cry, and the boats of Peter's River have their bottoms to the sky. The boys of Peter's River are bright as boys can be. Their eyes are on the highway instead of on the sea, where their fathers went before them is not where they must go. And the fate of Peter's River is not for us to know. The boys of Peter's River are too young to wonder why, and the boats of Peter's River have their bottoms to the sky. The storms of Peter's River have pounded us for years, crashing in the harbors and smashing up the piers. We've ridden out these storms before by shooting at our boats, but we know the storm is different and we cannot stay afloat. There's no nets in Peter's River hanging out to dry, and the boats of Peter's River have their bottoms to the sky.
That's Mary Garvey from her latest effort, her latest collection, actually. A collection of cod fishing songs and songs about the cod fishing boats and the actions of cod fishermen and all kinds of stuff. She has so many of these collections. She did one of immigrant songs from Ireland. She did one of tugboat songs. Finished one of both fall and spring salmon runs, two different collections. And she just puts these things together. Finds artists who'll do the stuff, and she puts them together. And they write, most of them are either traditional, public domain, or they write their own, so she doesn't have to pay any royalties. And she just, and she's amazing. And every time you see her, she's got a new collection out of somebody. Mary Garvey, and she herself has written a lot of classic sea tunes, wrote Run the Gordon Bach Recorded and all that kind of thing. Tom Lewis before that, The Bosun, Gunner, and Me. And this is from a really good album, too, that I don't play very often because I just don't. And I find it and I go, wow, this is a really good album. It has one or two flaws on it. And he did a version of Lyle Lovett's If I Had a Boat with this really oddball accent. He could have easily not had that song on there. The rest of the album is amazing, just amazing. And lots of other stuff in that set. Bonnie Rideout, and we had, oh my gosh, we had the horses run thing, the horse crossing thing with Patti Lovelace and all of her friends. And yeah, and Bill Steins in this hour still. Yeah, it's a good show, good show. All right. And Gabby Poggioli is doing that production work. Oh my gosh. And this is the last show she's going to do, and I never did get it right. Oh, well, she's the assistant producer trying to make sure I stay on track. Email me at dsanddaniel, maherwsu.edu. Don't you be forgetting now, the 35th anniversary Inland Folk Concert. Seating is limited. Call 1-800-842-8991 during business hours or go to nwpr.org to reserve your place. June the 22nd. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you. And take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. They're nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this show is history. If you're thinking about it, you're living in the past. Don't be doing that. Get a life, folks. See you around the bend now. Bye.